tactics, the danger, the adrenaline, the camaraderie. It was just like a military campaign. The thrill of the chase was irresistible, and it prepared a man for the rigor of battle. At dawn, the attack on Fort McHenry began. For 25 hours, the British frigates kept up a relentless bombardment with shells and Congreve rockets. In the countryside, most people kept a pig. They'd have a breeding sow. The piglets would go to market, but they'd keep one back to eat themselves. In the fall, they'd fatten it up with a system known as pannage. Now, craftsmen in the armour-producing heartlands of Augsburg and Milan began supplying Western Europe with vastly improved defences. For a good day's hawking, you need several birds. Spare birds were carried on this frame called a cadge, and the man who carried it was called the cadger. Today, we call someone who carries golf clubs a caddy, which comes from the same word. Once the stone was quarried, it was shaped by stonemasons. The chief mason was the most important person on any castle-building project. He was the architect, builder, designer, craftsman and engineer, all rolled into one.
Trebuchets were given nicknames. The fearsome engine that Edward I took to the siege of Stirling Castle was called Warwolf. Another popular name was Malvoisin. It means bad neighbour, and trebuchets were certainly that.
The sights and sounds of ancient warfare are lost forever. But to swing a sword or shoot a bow, to ride a horse or bear the crush of armour, is for a moment to wear the soldier's shoes and sense something of his life. The Battle of Crecy was an extraordinary victory, founded on the perfect combination of expert archers, supreme bows, and the right tactics. It marked the height of the power of the longbow. But already at Crecy, a new sound filled the air. The thunderous explosion, the sulphurous smell, the spitting flame struck terror into the enemy. A chronicler of the time wrote, "They made a noise like thunder and caused much loss in men and horses." Of course, there was no refrigeration, so unless they lived near the sea, people ate freshwater river fish, which were also bred in local ponds. We've got other authentic medieval dishes, including roast mutton, mushy peas, and apples and honey cooked in almond milk. Today, we're with Sensei Hayashi Kunishiro. He's well known as the master of tamashigiri. He spent a lifetime practicing the technique and teaching the form to top actors of Japanese martial arts movies. The medieval world believed that your well-being was controlled by four mysterious body fluids called humours. These were black bile, yellow bile, phlegm, and blood. Bleeding by leeches was supposed to keep these humours in balance. By the end of the medieval age, the noble warrior dressed for war in a way we all recognise, the knight in shining armour. Covered from head to toe in steel plate, he was a highly mobile fighting machine. At around 65 pounds, this armour weighed less than the combat load carried by a modern US frontline soldier.